Having a local composting site would save money, reduce greenhouse gases, and make the county compliant with SB 1383 that requires counties reduce organic waste disposal by 75%. A firefighter in Sonoma suffered minor injuries to his face early Sunday morning while responding to a fire on West Napa Street. Crews arrived just before 6 a.m. to find the roof collapsed on the vacant building and flames coming from the back of the structure. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The firefighter was treated and released from the hospital. President Biden says the U.S. shall respond after a drone strike by an Iranian-backed group killed three American troops in Jordan and injured dozens more near the Syrian border. The number of wounded is expected to rise as service members seek treatment for symptoms consistent with traumatic brain injury. The attack took place while the troops were sleeping. It is not known exactly who launched the attack. A woman spent Thursday night stuck in a gondola in below-freezing temperatures at South Lake Tahoe's Heavenly Ski Resort. The woman, Monica Lasso, was the same person reported missing Thursday night to the El Dorado County Sheriff's Office after her friends couldn't find her. She fell behind as her friends were heading down the hill and was too tired to make the journey all the way on her snowboard. So a worker put her on the gondola to head down the hill, which then shut down about 2 minutes later at 5 p.m. She spent the next 15 hours inside with the outside temperature at 23 degrees. She was discovered the next morning when operations resumed, very cold, but otherwise okay. One passenger and five flight attendants were injured when an American Airlines flight made a hard landing at Kahului Airport in Hawaii on Saturday. All six were taken to the hospital for treatment and later released. The Airbus A320 was taken out of service for inspection. It's not clear what caused that hard landing. Social media platform X has blocked searches for Taylor Swift as deepfake images of the singer have circulated online. Attempts to search her name on the site resulted in an error message that had prompted for users to retry their search. Explicit fake images of Taylor began circulating widely on X last week. Well, it's time for a final check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. So far, so good. Nothing to report out there. An earlier incident at eastbound Highway 12 at 101 southbound has been cleared up. So, smooth sailing on your ride into work. Our KZST news time is now 8:32.
Austin here from More Home Services. I love that old song, Respect. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. It's a good song and a good business philosophy. At More Home Services, everything we do is designed to show respect for our customers. We show up on time, out of respect. Our technicians are clean-cut, friendly, and wear identification badges, out of respect. We do good deeds for free for our customers and leave their homes cleaner than we found them. That's right, out of respect. So if you want plumbing and furnace service from a company that will show you some respect, call More Home Services. We promise to respect your time, your home, and you. Call More Home Services right now to schedule an $88 precision tune-up or for plumbing problems. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000 or follow us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill. Clip your weekly member deal online to get large packs of three or more pounds of Raley's 80% lean fresh ground beef for $2.97 a pound, limit two packs. Not a something extra member? Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything. In sports, the Super Bowl is now set. It's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs versus the San Francisco 49ers. After the Niners pulled out a come-from-behind victory over the Detroit Lions. Here is 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy on how they did it.
You got to care about each other. You got to love each other to get a comeback going.
And the Warriors take on the 76ers at home tomorrow night. Your forecast today, mostly sunny and warm with low 70s. Santa Rosa could set a new record high temperature if we exceed 72 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with some patchy fog. 40s for overnight lows. Tomorrow, staying partly cloudy, mid-60s. We get rain on Wednesday and Thursday. Could be up to 2 to 3 inches. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. A truck hauling zebras and camels for a series of weekend circus performances caught fire on a northeastern Indiana highway, prompting a police rescue of the animals. Two police officers and a third person rescued five zebras, four camels, and a miniature horse by leading them off the smoke-filled trailer. They were treated for smoke inhalation, but none of the animals were injured. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Lauren Talon.
This is the KZST Morning Show with Debbie Abrams and Brett Allen.
I end up in crisis.
Feelings all this time.
I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving. Cause you got tired of my scheming.
For the last time.
It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. At tea time, everybody agrees. I'll stare directly at the sun, but never. Exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero. Sometimes I feel like everybody is a sexy baby, and I'm a monster on the hill. Too big to hang out, slowly lurching toward your favorite city. Pierced through the heart, but never killed. Did you hear my covert narcissism, like disguise as altruism, like some kind of consciousness? I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving, and life will lose all its meaning. Everybody agrees, everybody agrees. It's me.
County's KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show, and it is a big morning. Yes, the Super Bowl has been set. The 49ers, big win yesterday. That is great, but also even bigger, well, in my mind, Girl Scout cookies go on sale today. Good morning. With me right now, Anna Dietrich. She is a Girl Scout troop leader in Petaluma in charge of third grade girls. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is a big day today. So online Girl Scout cookie sales taking place today. Where can we get our darn cookies?
You can go to ilovecookies.org and put in your zip code, and you will get matched with a local Girl Scout who is prepared to deliver them to your door as soon as we get cookies in Sonoma County. So you can pre-order now, and cookies drop on February 10th. You can have your cookies in time for your party. ilovecookies.org.
That is the greatest website address. It's very cute. I love it. So today online, ilovecookies.org, and then February 11th, that's when you'll start seeing all the cookie booths around town. And on Super Bowl Sunday, did you plan that on purpose?
No, but every once in a while you get lucky. Better lucky than smart, I always say.
What a great date to start the booths, the cookie booths. So what are some of the hot flavors available this season? What are the standouts?
We are back to our traditional cookie lineup this year. So we have the Thin Mints, we have the Samoas. Those are always our two most popular cookies. If you're a peanut butter person, there's Tagalongs and Do-Si-Dos. You've got two peanut butter options. My favorite are the Lemon Ups. They're kind of a underappreciated standout, I think. And then we have Girl Scout S'mores and Trefoils and Toffee Tastics. So the traditional lineup is back.
Oh, that is awesome. So there's something I didn't know about that I wanted to ask you. There's something called the Care to Share donation. And what's that all about? Who does that benefit?
Yeah, Care to Share is really fantastic. So if you're not local and don't want to pay for shipping, or you just really don't need more cookies in your life, though I can't imagine, you know, but if you don't need more cookies in your life, you can donate to Care to Share through that same ilovecookies.org link. And those cookie purchases go to pay for boxes that our troops give to local charities, local first responders, the military. And that's really a wonderful activity that the girls get to do after cookie season wraps. All those Care to Share donated cases get divided out among different troops, and the girls actually do those deliveries. So last year, my troop took multiple cases of cookies to our local homeless shelter and got to get a tour of the kitchen that they use to prepare food for folks that live there. And it was really an enriching activity for the girls as well as for the community. So it really does sort of double your benefit of that purchase of a cookie box. It benefits the troop that sold you the cookie box, and it also benefits the people that it gets donated to. So Care to Share is a great opportunity to support your local community twice with the same box of cookies.
Well, I did not know that. The Care to Share donation, remember that one. Remember that one. That's great. And all the money from cookie funding, it actually goes to a lot of different things, but it helps the girls do fun things in the year. Do you want to mention some of those activities?
Absolutely. Yeah, cookie money goes to fund our council camps and programs. So all of our outdoor facilities are heavily subsidized through cookie funding, which makes those experiences much more affordable for the girls. They also stay with a significant amount of proceeds also stays with the local troop that's selling you those cookies. And that's what the girls get to decide what they're going to do with their money. So it's very girl-led. My votes twice a year on what they'd like to do, and does a budgeting activity to figure out if they can afford it and how many cookies they need to sell to be able to do those things. We've done it to build solar-powered cars, to make blankets for the dogs at our local animal shelter. Right now, the girls are getting their first aid badges, so they're getting trained in basic first aid, baking first aid kits to share with our homeless community. It's really been a fantastic experience so far, and they have big plans for the future. Some of the older girl troops travel. There's international destinations, or they go back to Savannah, Georgia, where Girl Scouts was founded, and get to learn all of that history.
All right. Anna, what does a box of cookie cost this year, box of cookies cost?
Cookie boxes are still $6. There hasn't been a price increase this year, so that's $6 for a box of cookies, but you're getting so much more than those cookies back to your community.
Well, I think it's a pretty darn good deal. I really do. So online Girl Scout cookie sales start today. ilovecookies.org. And then you'll start seeing the booths February 11th, Super Bowl Sunday. Anna, any final thoughts?
No, just please do visit that ilovecookies.org. You'll get paired with a local scout. And the vast, vast majority of that $6 stays in your local community and supports your local girls. So we really appreciate you and look forward to getting Girl Scout cookies out in your hands as soon as possible.
Okay, so Anna, thank you for taking the time this morning to talk Girl Scout cookies. Good luck to your troop in Petaluma. And thanks for all the cookies that you delivered on Friday. We had some happy radio personalities in this building, just saying. So, I mean, my favorite tag-along Samoas and the Thin Mints. So I do have a special song for you, Anna, for you and all the Girl Scouts out there in light of the cookie season starting. And it kind of sums up how I feel when I'm alone with my box of Thin Mints. Little Sweet Escape. Little Gwen Stefani on KCST. Thanks, Anna. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
could escape. I would, but first of all, let me say I must apologize for acting stinking, treating you this way. Cause I've been acting like sour milk, fell on the floor at your fuck, you didn't shut the refrigerator. Maybe that's the reason I've been acting so cold. If I could escape and recreate a place in my own world, and I could be your favorite girl forever, perfectly together.
Better when I'm with you.